Chapter 8. What now? Maggie woke up early and looked out of her bedroom window. There was still snow on the ground, but the sky was blue. Maggie ate some bannock, and then she put the rest into her backpack. She put on her good parka and turned to say goodbye to Akiak. The dog looked at her sadly. Maggie walked to the door, and Akiak started to cry. Maggie wanted to cry too. It wasn't fair to leave her dog alone in the cold, dark house.
Come on,
she said to the dog. Akiak ran to the door, barking happily.
Quiet,
Maggie said.
Nobody must hear us.
The dog followed Maggie to the shed and jumped quietly onto the snowmobile. He was ready for adventure. Maggie drove the snowmobile out of the town slowly. Soon, she passed the last house and drove much faster. The snowmobile flew over the ground, and Maggie shouted happily.
I can't wait to tell Jennifer about this,
she thought. She travelled in the direction of the old seal hunter's village. Maggie knew the area and she didn't need a map.
Father will see the truth now,
she thought. But suddenly, the snowmobile shook under her. The ground was moving. Was it an earthquake?
Come on,
Maggie shouted.
We can't stop now.
But the snowmobile stopped, and Maggie and Akiak fell onto the cold ground.
What now?
Maggie asked, trying to stop the tears in her eyes. Then big, fat flakes of snow started to fall from the sky.